Among the many percussive instruments I've collected over the years, Indian tabla drums have become one of my favorites, not just because they're attractive in appearance, but also because they're celebrated in Hindustani music. The tabla, a South Asian percussion instrument, is represented by a pair of hand drums used not only in traditional and classical Indian music, but also in folk, as well as in today's modern sounds emerging from India. Confirming a single definitive source on the origins of the tabla remains somewhat of a mystery, as several lingering notions about the instrument's historical marker remain, though it is worth noting that small Indian drums, somewhat similar looking, are mentioned in Tibetan and Chinese memoirs written by Buddhist monks who visited the Indian subcontinent in the first millennium of the Common Era. Still, and despite multiple divergent theories, tabla drums have been, without argument, present in Hindustani classical music since the 18th century, and they remain a constant fixture in the music-making countries of India, Pakistan, Nepal, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka. Other beliefs hold that the tabla's origins can also be traced to Muslim and Mughal occupants in the Indian subcontinent. Then there is the discredited idea suggesting that its creation was first crafted by a musician patronized by a sultan. In contrast, another more credible notion assigns the invention of the tabla to an 18th century musician who split a two-headed drum into two parts, thus giving birth to the tabla as we know it today. Portrayals of the tabla include carvings in 6th and 7th century temples of worship that depict percussionists negotiating separate small drums in a playing fashion consistent with how tabla are presently played. And when combined with Hindu temple carvings resembling the tabla that date back to 500 BCE and sacred texts that reference materials and the process for constructing tabla drums, it is reasonable to assert that the tabla are more ancient than they are modern. Tabla consists of a smaller drum played with the dominant hand, usually tuned to the tonic note of the soloist's key, be it a stringed instrument like the sarod or sitar. The larger drum, made of brass or copper, is played with the other hand, and it has a much deeper bass-like tone quality. It is important to the illumination and celebration of the tabla to remember that despite the absence of clear details on its origin, it remains the primary percussive instrument in Hindustani classical music, And with modernity, tabla drums have taken up residency as a permanent fixture in a variety of other genres, not only in India, but around the globe. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.